Republicans. In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The five-and-a-half-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We have all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component. A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, is a show about life, health, wellness, and mystery. And we have great giveaways, too. Tune in to A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component.
Good morning, everyone. This is Torival Spirit, your host at A Pure Component, linking spirit and science. Today we have an excellent guest, Dave Miller. He's going to be talking about drumming and how it relates to meditation. We're also going to have a giveaway. Our last guest a few shows ago, we had a guest that came in to talk about horses and horses as partnership and how we can use horses to actually relate to, and she is giving a $200 value session. So it's a coaching session in partnership with horses, and we're going to give that away later on in the show. So first, for the weather today, it's really cold. It is 31 degrees. It is 52% humidity. So make sure to bundle up out there. And we're going to break for a commercial. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Tori's story.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan
and Good Morning host Big C. We'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, we're back with a Pure Component linking spirit and science, and today we have an excellent show. We're going to be talking about drumming and how it can be used as a meditative tool. First, we're going to start with Tori's story, and since our topic is on meditation today, just wanted to let people know that there's so many different ways to meditate. A lot of people think, well, I can't meditate, and I'm going to tell you that there is a form of meditation that is for you. One of the forms of meditation is a moving meditation. Drumming, for example, is a moving meditation because you're actually moving your hands and you become focused. And the key to meditation is to become silent and focused. And when you're silent and focused, you can achieve even something just as simple as becoming stress-free. There's moving meditations that you can do for yourself 10 minutes a day. If you just take a walk and you just concentrate on one part of your body, maybe the steps that you're taking, each foot as it goes one in front of the other, and that will create a meditative, relaxing sensation within your body. So that's one of the ways that people meditate. And, you know, it's not always sit down, be quiet, stay silent, which is great if you can do it. But we have that mind chatter, that thing in our head that's always going and going and going. So, for example, you might want to sit still for a minute and then you feel an itch and then you want to itch it. I would say go ahead, itch it, and let it go. If you itch it and you don't put the attention into stopping it, it will just go away, and you might get an inch again, but if you do it again, eventually you'll feel that calm and cool feeling that you want to feel, so you're relaxed and you can get into that meditative feel. Another thing about mind chatter is, you know, you sit down quietly and then you think something like, oh my gosh, I forgot to buy the milk for the kids or whatever, something that's going on in your life. And then you start to think about whatever's going on. And so you can't get to that quiet space. So moving meditation is an excellent way to have something else on your mind so that those things don't happen to you. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, I am, and thank you for having me on your program.
You're very welcome. That's Dave Miller. He is an excellent instructor and also facilitator for drum circles. He also has multiple events that he has per year. Each one is better than the next. So we're going to be talking to him in about a minute. So again, we're just going to break for a quick commercial break, just one, and then we'll be back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science. And we're here today with Dave Miller. He is an excellent facilitator for a drum circle that he provides for people, as well as multiple events that he supplies for people. Dave, can you tell our audience about yourself?
Well, thanks. First of all, I am both a drummer as well as a teacher. And for the teaching, I have been teaching English as a second language for the last 12 years. And I also teach gardening. And I have a love of music. So I teach drumming. And I facilitate drum circles. And then once a year I put together an event called Touch Mother Earth Festival. And we bring together many modalities for that. So, for example, we'll have a drum circle around the fire at night. We'll have workshops that might include meditation, might include something like Qigong or Tai Chi. We'll also have live music throughout. We'll have components that involve nature, and in general, all of them combine mind, body, and spirit.
Yes, and you've been doing this for quite a while. So how long have you been practicing and empowering people through drumming?
Well, about, let's see, it was 1997. I started my first path on the drum, other than tapping fingers on a desk and playing with pots and pans as a kid, by having a garden blessing. And I invited people over, and I said, bring whatever you got. If you have a drum, some percussion, if you dance, bring your talent. And at the time, I had just built a new shed, and I was tearing down the old one, and I was expanding my garden. And I wanted to bless Mother Earth. And so about 15, maybe 20 people came. And one friend had a set of congas on stands. Two people had African djembe drums, which are held seated between your legs. And someone else had percussion, and someone else knew Lomi massage, which is actually a dance that is used for massage.
Yes.
And we all just kind of joined in, and we sang, and we just had an excellent time. And a bunch of us that were there said, why aren't we doing this more often? So we found a drum teacher. They were, at the time, there was a new percussion store open. And I went and met this lady, and I said, can you teach us? And she said, I'd love to do that. Now, not all of us had drums at the time. She had some extras. But we worked with what we had, and we continued regular classes with her. And we started getting good. And we realized that there were benefits from the drumming. We were feeling more relaxed afterwards. We were finding a community sense by rehearsing together, practicing and learning new rhythms. And that continued for a while, and then we got asked to be in a festival called the Kindred Spirits Fair. And we had never performed before the public. This had always been private up until that time. But we got on stage, and we played the songs that we had just learned, and everybody loved it. People got up, they were dancing, and it was very powerful. And out of that, Earth Movers Drum Collective was born. And I realized there was something more to it. So we had regular meetings, even after our teacher no longer was available. We kept getting together at different people's houses in the group. And we practiced every 3, 4, or 5 weeks. And we did that for quite a few years. And then I realized we really needed a bigger space. So I looked for a yoga center that had a nice open space and enough chairs. And I opened it up to the public.
Yes, and it's very nice. I've been, and it's actually very meditative. We're going to break for a short break now. And when we come back, Dave, I'd love you to tell our audience how drumming and meditation relates.
Excellent.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We're back with A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, and we're talking to Dave Miller. He's now going to be telling us how drumming and meditation relate.
So let's start with when we're in the womb. By 24 weeks, a baby actually hears the noises that the mother makes. So the beating of the heart, which is repetitive, the air moving in and out of the lungs, also repetitive, and periodic sounds such as the growling of the stomach, but also even the blood flowing, moving through the umbilical cord. So when you think about it, we're born with some regular rhythms and some periodic sounds that we haven't even identified because we're still not born. But the key thing is the mother's heart. The mother's heart is unwavering. And bring us now later to, say, a child or an adult. We start noticing different sounds. We may hear the rain outside. And the rain we find is soothing because it's a very soft noise. And we might also hear something that's disruptive, such as the sound of thunder. And we begin to associate these sounds with either relaxing of the body or tensing of the body. And we react to it. So later in life, we find that we're stressed. And somebody says you should meditate. Now, you mentioned in the beginning of the show that most people think of meditation as a quieting of the mind or removal of the chatter.
Yes.
And The hardest thing when we go into a meditative state is to remove that chatter. We always, as we're starting to go into our alpha wave state, we do think of something. You know, did I write this on the calendar? What have I got to do next week? How are things going at work? Our mind is too busy. Now, for those who find they aren't very good at general practice of meditation, will find that drumming is an excellent solution. Reason for that is the intentional rhythm or beat. And in a drum circle, you may be playing a much more detailed pattern. Other people are playing other rhythms that connect in the form of a polyphony or like an orchestra. But you can simply, at home, with or without a drum, place a beat, very much like a heartbeat, something that is steady and repeats. And it could just be the simple beat, just like hitting the bass again and again and again and again and again. And slowly your body relaxes. You actually change your heartbeat in sync or entrained to the way that you are drumming the pattern. So slow beats will encourage slower brain waves, which can be associated with hypnotic or meditative states.
Yes.
At the same time, faster beats can encourage to be more alert and offer concentrated thinking. Now, even places like a fast food restaurant, they know that. They know that a faster beat will actually make you chew a little faster and get you in and out of their store so that the table is ready for the next customer.
Yes.
But going back to actually wanting to meditate, something that has been done for thousands of years is the shamans knew that the repeated bass drum brought you in to that state. By lowering, going out of your beta wave, which is your normal state, and into an alpha wave state, which is similar to when we dream,
yes,
they encourage that meditative or hypnotic state, and you begin to journey. Even if you think you're removing the chatter, your mind may be going, but your mind may be going off into a lush dream, something that brings you into an area where there isn't stress. It takes you into a calm self-awareness. And it reduces your anxiety, and it enhances the feeling of well-being. So meditation doesn't have to be where you sit down and imagine nothing, which seems impossible to do. The monks chant, say a Gregorian chant. In kirtan, you might sing a song, a short song that is repeated. When people pray, they may use a mantra, which would be a series of words that are repeated. And it's in the repetition that we go into that meditative state. So drumming also does that, but has the added benefit that there are no words.
Right, so people are
only hearing the pulse.
And people are in their own energy. And it's very interesting. David, I know that when you do your drum circles, you also provide a little bit of teaching. So when you're explaining all of this for people who have never drummed before, even thought of it as something that they can do to calm their mind, can you tell our audience how they can go to one of your circles? Give us the information so that they can know where they can reach you.
Well, thank you. First, they can find me on Facebook if they are users of Facebook by going to the groups. Earth Movers is one word. So Earth Movers, Drum, Collective will provide a list of actual events that are happening in the area. And I currently offer drumming every first Friday in Montclair at a place called Neolith. On second Saturdays, we're in New Brunswick at Garden of Healing, which is a yoga studio. And third Sundays, I'm in Highland Park at Soma Yoga Studio.
Yes,
I So those are the main ones. The dates sometimes vary. If there's a holiday or for other reasons, conflict, it may move up or down a week. But those are regular times that people could expect. And then if they want to know more about the benefits and research, then they can go to the Facebook page, I'm sorry, group, Earth Movers Drumming for Wellness. And as a good teacher, I'm also a student, so I'm always reading and learning how drumming is beneficial, because it's much more than just meditation.
Right.
So, I mean, just to run off some examples, it really does reduce stress. And it doesn't just reduce while you're in the circle. The effect lasts beyond it. The actual drumming helps lower your blood pressure, and in the process, it increases your immunity. So drumming, while it may be seen as a hobby for many, it actually has benefits to your health. And I have gone beyond just the drum circle. I go into senior centers. I have studied to work with children who are on the autism spectrum. I've worked with children with ADD. And with ADD, it can help them to actually focus. But it goes beyond that. You're getting a workout. You're getting a cardiovascular workout that helps your upper body. You also, just scientifically, it increases cognitive functioning and helps with concentration. It helps with problem-solving ability and even helps you while learning other tasks. So students in grade school, if they take a musical instrument, it doesn't even have to be just drumming. That helps them, say, in their math class or concentrating while learning about history. So it goes beyond just the simple meditative state. It helps them in other aspects of their life.
Right, and the meditative component of it actually helps to for the person to actually take that with them. So if they were to do drum circle weekly, that whole week they have the benefits of what the drumming circle offers. We're going
Absolutely.
To have to break for a moment. Dave, before we take our break, I want you to tell our audience we're going to have a giveaway next week, and I'll give you information about how you can get that giveaway. But Dave is going to tell us what he's giving us for his giveaway for next week's show.
Well, for any listener who is lucky to win the package, I am giving away a pair of tickets to any of the drum circles that I facilitate. So you can bring your partner or a friend. You don't have to worry whether you have a drum or not. As long as they know you're coming, I always have extra drums. But I'll make sure I bring some of my better drums. And that could be either at the Circle Up in Neelit, or the one at the Garden of Healing, or the one at Soma Center.
Great.
So you can pick. You're not locked into a date. All as long as I know in advance, you can either call me or email me. Or if you just show up, you spontaneous thought, I generally have extra drums.
Great. So we're going to talk about that giveaway again when we come back. But now we're going to break. We're going to take a break. And when we come back after our messages, we're going to do this week's giveaway.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, linking spirit and science. And we have a giveaway today. It's from Unbridled Life Coaching. This is a gift certificate valued at $200. It's a coaching session with horses. It's hands-on. It's an excellent session. I actually experienced one. I was gifted one, and it was such an excellent experience. And the winner for this one is Marguerite Harrison from Princeton, New Jersey. Thank you, Princeton, for listening. And Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dave. Today we have Dave Miller, and he's talking about drumming in general, mainly meditation and how it works with meditation or how it is a meditative tool. And he was giving us a lot of information that's very useful. I was, when you were talking before, I was thinking about when you were saying how, you know, people can use this and take it with them. Can you continue a topic, that topic about drumming?
Well, sure. The drumming doesn't have to be an on-site active participation. You can find music on YouTube, for example, where there are drumming that is put out in a way that you can just put it on some headphones, maybe, and walk around while listening to it, and you'll get some of the benefit, not as much as if you're actively participating. But we have people come to our circles that don't choose to drum. They simply want to sit and absorb the sound, and they will also get some benefits. So the same would be true if you're listening to it on your stereo, through your phone, through headphones, in whatever fashion. The drumming itself is one of the better ways of meditating. People don't always think of that because you'd say, well, there's external noise. But it is the deliberate beat that actually works in a stronger fashion that brings you into that hypnotic or meditative state. And it also brings you in a connection because, again, we were born before we were born, we were listening to the heartbeat of our mom, and then as we're nursing and we're next to our mom, we're hearing her heartbeat directly externally.
So it is.
There's something about the repetitive vibration. And if you think about it, people go to a dance club because they want to hear that pulse. That pulse is what motivates them to dance. But it puts them into that hypnotic state. It relaxes the body. It's something about the repetitiveness. And it's different than the drumming that you would hear like in a rock and roll song. Rock and roll song is changing as the lyrics are going into the chorus and back. The drummer there is changing. But in a drum circle, you're starting with the pulse. And then people are embellishing it. And the embellishment is what we would call a conversation. So you might have two drummers where one plays and the other responds. And then they play with it back and forth. And you're creating this conversation very much like you would at a cocktail party, where you might hear other sounds around you, but the person in front of you, you're actively engaging. Now, that actually helps us, going back to other effects of drumming, into a community team building. Drumming's used in the corporate workshop. It's actually found to reduce employee turnover. It also levels the playing field, so the managers and the employees are working together with the drum on the same playing field. Pretty interesting.
Yes, that is interesting. So drumming in itself is something that could help in multiple ways in people's lives. So drumming is something that we want our audience to know about so that they can experience it. Again, can you tell us the three different places that people can come and drum? Do you have also the town so that people know that they're close, if you know which one's closer to them if they only can make one?
Well, sure. First of all, the calendar of events is available on our website, which is touchmotherearth.com, and they can link on the events tab, and that will bring you to any events that are in the upcoming months. So currently, first Fridays, I am in the town of Montclair, and met a study for shamanic store for study for shamanic studies called Neolith, spelled N-E-O-L-Y-T-H. And we are there on the first Fridays. We will be taking a break in the spring because I'll be going away to Florida. But that would be something for December and January. And then second Saturdays, we are at a Garden of Healing, which is in New Brunswick. That's at 27 Bayard Street, spelled B-A-Y-A-R-D. If you have a drum, you can come early, drop off the drum, and then go park. And that is a wonderful sound space. We set up a circle with an altar. There are extra drums stored there, some of my drums, plus some of Carla Haynes, the owner, has drums as well. And that place is probably my favorite as a group because there's a store there, we have a kitchen, we have time to relax and socialize. So we do more than just the drumming. It's a community place to go. And then on third Sundays, I am in Highland Park, which is across the river from New Brunswick. And there I rent the space. I set it up myself. I bring all the drums. I bring additional chairs. I bring percussion. And sometimes I'll bring in a guest teacher. So sometimes we're not just drumming as a group, but we're actually bringing in true African rhythms that are either from someone of African descent or somebody who has studied with African drum teachers. And then I will always, in any of my classes, I'll always size up the group, there's usually some new folks who have never drummed, or maybe they've drummed once or twice, but they're still green and not yet ready or comfortable. So we work with how to hold the drum, what are the different places to put your hand and strike the drum so that you can achieve the different sounds. And then we'll work with some simple rhythms. For example, starting with the heartbeat is a great way to start a circle because it gets us into that calming state, and it also brings us all together because we're all striking one beat in unison. And then I will bring in simple rhythms that will include the various notes on the drum. And often I'll use a song that we may be familiar with, something like a nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill. These are songs that we've rehearsed so many times in our life that we don't have to get hung up. What's the rhythm? Am I doing it right? It comes through immediately because we've been practicing it so many years in our head, singing it perhaps. And then I'll get into more complicated what are called polyrhythms, where we may break the group into parts. So we might have half the circle play one part and the other half the circle play another. And we'll see how they lock in together. That really takes us. We soar with that. And for the better drummers, they may take turns soloing on top of that pattern. And that's where the conversation comes in. We may have dancers out in the center, and the dancer may dance to that drummer, and the drummer gives feedback through the drumming, which then enhances the dancing. And so you have this give and take between the drummers and the dancers. It's a beautiful feeling. When the drummers have dancers, the dancers enhance the drumming, which then in turn increases the dancing.
Yes, and it's an excellent time for people.
And we all walk away going, I'll see you next time, because you fall in love with the sound and the feeling that your body gets.
Right, and it's an excellent time for people, and it's also, like you said, community, so people get to build a community of people, of like-minded people, so that they can enhance their life together. We're going to break for commercial, and when we come back, Dave's going to talk just a small little bit of time on the event that he has yearly, so he's going to tell us about that, and then we're also going to let you know how you can apply for his giveaway.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science. Dave Miller is with us today, and he gave us an abundance of information about drumming and drum circles. Now we're going to be talking about another event that Dave offers yearly. Dave, can you tell us about that event and how people can go to that?
Well, sure. In my years of going to events, I have found great teachers who I've studied with or enjoyed a workshop with that have taught me the practices of yoga, of intentional breathing, tai chi, qigong, identifying plants, being in a drum circle, singing in the form of kirtan, which is a method of yoga practice. And I wanted one day to bring all these great people together so that we could have a weekend where we could pick and choose the different workshops, the different hands-on, going out into the woods and seeing what the plants are and which ones are edible. And so I created Touch Mother Earth. And at the time, I had been going and a participant as well as planner for the Kindred Spirits Fair, which was occurring at Mount Eden. And the owner had passed, and the event had stopped. And I went on and started protesting for Monsanto, and I realized a rah-rah approach didn't really work. People needed information. And I was driving from PA to my home in New Jersey, and I was passing along the Delaware River. It was a February, and all of the snow was melting on that day and coming down the side of the mountain. And I got out of my car, I stopped, and I said, I just want to touch the earth. I wanted to feel that fresh water that was pouring through the fissures of the side of the mountain. And all of a sudden, Touch Mother Earth, Touch the Earth. I said, you know what? It's time. I'm going to bring back the festival. So I contacted Mount Eden, and even though they were closed, they said, sure, you can rent the space. And we offered camping. We had inside bed spaces. We had private cabins. We had a kitchen to work with, and I brought together all of the best people that I had known and collected for more than 20 years, and I said, you teach yoga. I want you there. You can bring people out in the woods. I need you to lead people on the workshop. And I assembled them all, and the first year, we were immediately successful. We had meals together as a group. All the food was organic and vegetarian. And people formed into little grouplets over the weekend. Maybe somebody they met at one of the workshops they sat at for the meal. And friendships were born. Musical connections were made. And everybody said, wow, this is great. And so we are now... We started in 2006. No, that's not right. 2016. And this year we took the year off to reformat because we really want to be able to do it in a way that we have even more connections. We brought in vendors that supply products. But the ideal goal for my partner Cheryl and myself was we'd like to buy a center. It can be a year-round retreat center culminating in one or two annual festivals. So the best page to find that would be to go to the website. So touchmotherearth.com will give the calendars. And, of course, once we have settled on a date, which will probably be the first week in June of 2020, we will make the announcement. And if people want to volunteer, they'll be able to fill out a form and sign up and show off what their best abilities are, whether it's organizing people or more behind the scenes, such as keeping the grounds clean, parking cars, helping with any aspect.
So when you think about doing this, you said that on 2020 it's going to be the first week of June, so that means you actually already have a space. Where is it going to be held?
Well, we don't have the space because Mount Eden actually did close down. It is for sale.
Oh, that's a shame.
There is the possibility that we will be purchasing it. We have done some negotiations with the owner.
And that's in Washington, New Jersey. So that's actually very close to where I am now. That's a great place to do it. And I hope you do find a place that will work so that everyone can join us and be there. I've done that fair for so many years. And it's so funny because I met you through a mutual friend about 6-7 years ago. But when you say that you were there in 97, that's funny because I was there each and every year in 97 as well. And the following years.
Were you a vendor? I'm trying to remember now.
Yes, I was actually, I was a vendor. It wasn't a product, it was a service-based. So I did hypnotherapy, I also did cord cuttings and Reiki and different types of spiritual healing. And also I used to facilitate a meditation there as well, a deep meditation that was hypnotic-based.
Beautiful. And that is something else. We include, you know, I mentioned some of the workshops, but we will include vendors that offer different forms of massage. We've had a Reiki share in the past. So we bring in energetic components of healing as well. And the nice thing is you look at this menu and you immediately say, oh, I want to do all of it, and yet you really have to choose because there could be two or three topics at the same time going on and you have to kind of pick one.
Yes.
But some cases it might be repeated but with a different teacher or on a different day with the same teacher.
Right. Can you give us some final words because we're getting ready to go to a close now?
Well, thank you for bringing me here.
You're very welcome. Dave, one more time, can you give our audience your website so that they can reach you and find all your events?
So the website would be touchmotherearth.com. And on Facebook, you can either go to Earth Movers Drum Collective. Earth Movers is one word, and that'll give you events, or you can go to Earth Movers Drumming for Wellness to find out about the long-term benefits of drumming.
Right. It's always a wonderful time when you do the drumming. The meditative properties are really nice because you can take it with you the whole week, and for people who are actual meditators, they can take it with them for the month. Every time you go to one of the events, you also learn something new, so it's an excellent event to go to. We're going to have a giveaway, which is 2 tickets to any of the drumming events. And again, you can go to the website. Can you please repeat the website one more time, Dave?
Sure. So touchmotherearth.com.
Thank you. And this time, in order to win those tickets, what you're going to be able to do is go to facebook.com/apurecomponent tomorrow after 1 p.m., and it's going to be up until next week, Wednesday at noon. I'm going to have 3 questions regarding the show, and all you have to do is answer the questions correctly, and then you get put into a drawing so that you can win 2 tickets to any of the drum circles, and I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening to A Pure Component. I'm your host, Tori Valspirit. It was excellent having you here today. Thank you, Princeton, for listening. Our winner for last week's giveaway was Marguerite Harrison from Princeton. So again, a shout out for Princeton. And everybody enjoy the day. It's cold out, but it's crisp, and it still is nice and sunny.
do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Sabía que de cada...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After yesterday's first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry, President Trump says, quote, normal people would close the case. In a tweet this morning, the president cited an exchange between Congressman John Ratcliffe and the acting ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, in which Ratcliffe asked what impeachable offense was in the transcript of the president's call with the Ukrainian president, and Taylor said he would not take a side, saying, quote, that's your job. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says today he's running for the White House. The former Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says he does have a geographic advantage.
He hangs out right next to New Hampshire. That's where his base is. So not great news for Elizabeth Warren, and some might say not great news for Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Former President Jimmy Carter is up and walking just days after undergoing brain surgery, according to a spokesman. Carter's pastor telling the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the 95-year-old Carter is in good spirits. The surgery was to relieve pressure on his brain after he suffered injuries during a couple of falls a few weeks ago. At least six people have been killed in crashes on icy and snowy roads as a winter storm is blowing through the Midwest. Those slick roads and whiteout conditions causing pileups in Ohio yesterday. This man in Ohio says,
I'm hoping that we don't get this much snow the rest of the season. This is a little early.
A Friends reunion might be in the works. Could happen on the HBO Max streaming service that's set to debut next spring. There are reports the company's in negotiations with the cast. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats urging the U.S. Supreme Court to preserve the DACA program that does protect dreamers. The high court hearing oral arguments yesterday on President Trump's attempts to repeal the policy. On Capitol Hill, Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin called dreamers